بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن الحسن بن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ آية الكرسي في دبر الصلاة المكتوبة كان في ذمة الله إلى الصلاة الأخرى أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. In this hadith of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, Sayyidina Hassan, the son of Sayyidina Ali رضي الله عنه, narrates that person who recites Ayatul Kursi after every fard namaz, after any fard namaz, like after the fajr we read now, any person who recites Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm, lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard, man dha alladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhnihi, ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum, wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min 'ilmihi illa bima sha'a, وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. This appears in the third para, the first page. Whoever recites Ayatul Kursi after every fard or after any fard namaz, then he'll be under the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right till the next fard namaz. There are many, many virtues regarding Ayatul Kursi. It is mentioned that once Hazrat Ubay radiallahu ta'ala, he was walking, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him by his more common name, his agnomen as we say, or nickname, Ya Abal Mundhir, Atadri Ayya Ayatin Azam Min Kitabillah, do you know which is the most greatest ayat of the Holy Quran? So he said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Nabi Kareem some asked him again, do you know which ayat is the greatest of the Holy Quran? Then he replied, he says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. He recited the entire ayat. On this, Nabi Kareem some became very, very happy. And he mentioned to him, liyahnika al-ilm. May ilm, may the knowledge of deen become easy for you, mubarak to you. When the ustad gets happy with the jawab and answer of his student, he gives him mubarak badi, mashallah, well done. Like this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so excited, so happy, that his sahabi gave the correct answer, that the greatest ayat of the Quran is Ayatul Kursi. It is called Ayatul Kursi because the Kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in this ayat. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, which basically means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kursi, his chair, is so spacious that it extends over the entire heavens and over the entire earth and the skies. It is mentioned in one riwayat that all the seven earths and the seven skies put together in comparison with the chair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just like a ring that is thrown on an open field. How tiny a little ring will appear when it is thrown onto a big, huge field. Like that is the seven skies and seven earth, the entire world, the entire universe, compared to just the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more greater than the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the ism-i azam is contained in a few surahs, Surah Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran and Surah Taha. So a sahabi with the name of Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I checked all these surahs and I found a common verse in all these three surahs. And that was in Surah Baqarah, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Alif lamim, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. In Surah Taha, wa'anatil wujuhu lil-hayyul qayyum. So Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum, the Ismi Azam is that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person takes that name and makes dua, his duas are accepted. However, no person knows, or no person has a guarantee that he knows the Ismi Azam. Allah ta'ala has given some people, has inspired them with the Ismi Azam. There are many detailed explanation to this. Nevertheless, in this particular hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to them that look for the Ismi Azam in these three surahs. So this particular sahabi, after checking these surahs, he found that these verses were common in all these three surahs. And also Hazrat Asma bint Yazid radiallahu ta'ala anha, she also mentioned that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the effect that Ismi Azam is found in وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ and اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ. So when we make dua, we can read this ayat and say, Ya Allah, we ask you, we beseech you with your ism-i-azam that you know well. We're asking you with your ism-i-azam to accept our duas. So the first point we mentioned that the greatest ayat of the Quran is Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, ayatul kursi. Also the ism-i-azam may be contained in this ayat. And then shaitan stays very far away from that person who recites ayatul kursi. A very beautiful incident mentioned. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was deputed by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to look after the zakat of Ramadan. Sahaba had given the zakat in the month of Ramadan and it was all collected, kept one place. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was made in charge of looking after all this zakat that was kept. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned him that if some person might come, make sure no person comes and takes anything unjustly. So at night he was guarding this heap of wheat or grains or whatever wealth was there. And suddenly a man comes and he takes a handful of that grain. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu immediately grabs his hand and he said, La arfa'annaka ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will complain to Nabiya Kareem sallam about you. How can you do such a thing? So this person complained. He says, I'm so weak. I've got a family. I'm muhtaj. I'm in need. I'm very poor. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu felt very sorry and let him go. The next morning, Nabiya Kareem asked him, مَا فَعَلَ أَسِيرُكَ الْبَارِحَةِ O Abu Huraira, that person who came last night and who began to steal and you grabbed him, your prisoner, your captive, what did he do last night? In other words, what did you do to him? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I let him go. I felt very sorry for him. Nabiya Kareem told him, told Sayyidina Abu Huraira that this person is a liar. He's not muhtaj at all. And he is going to return. The next night, he goes back, he looks after the zakat, wealth. The same person comes again. The exact thing happens again. He takes some wealth, Sayyidina Abu Huraira says, how can you do such a thing? I'll take you to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again he complains, I'm muhtaj, I'm weak, I got a family. Again Sayyidina Abu Huraira feels pity and lets him go. The next morning, Nabiya Kareem asks him again, oh Abu Huraira, what happened? He says, Ya Rasulullah, let him go free. Nabiya Kareem said that he is a liar, he is going to return. Sayyidina Abu Huraira had yaqeen, this person is going to come back because Nabiya Kareem mentioned that. The third night, the exact thing happens. This time, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I'm not going to let you go. Then this person tells him that if you recite Ayat al-Kursi, then Shaitan will stay very far away from you right till the morning. If you read in the night, in fact he mentions, that if you recite Ayat al-Kursi, there will be a protector, a hafiz, a protector from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will protect you the entire night. When you go to bed at night, when you go to sleep, whoever recites Ayat al-Kursi, then Allah will keep a hafiz, a person who will guard him, an angel, the entire night, right till the morning, and shaitan will not be able to come close to him. And then this person went away. The next morning, Nabiya Kareem asked him, oh Abu Huraira, what happened? He related the entire incident and he mentioned to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is what this person told me. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told him that this person is a very, very, very great liar. But this time he has spoken the truth. Do you know who this person is? He said, I do not know. Nabiya Kareem said, this past few nights you were talking to shaitan. It was shaitan who came and he has shown you the truth now. And this is Ayat al-Kursi. Therefore the ulama say, based on this hadith, that that person who recites Ayat al-Kursi, shaitan will stay very far away from him. Especially at night before going to sleep. So this is the greatest ayat of the Quran. The Ism-i-Azam is in this ayat. Shaitan stays very far away from him. And the hadith I narrated to you in the beginning, that that person who recites Ayat al-Kursi after every namaz, and right through the next namaz, he is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fifth benefit that has been mentioned, that there is no barrier between the reciter of Ayat al-Kursi and Jannat besides maut. In other words, the moment this person experiences maut, then inshallah, there is great hopes that this person who recited Ayat al-Kursi in his entire life, after he passes away, this barrier is now broken and he enters Jannat. So in other words, this is a means of entering Jannat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding the tafsir of this ayat. Very, very beautiful, because we have no time. But basically it talks about Allah ta'ala's greatness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not sleep, and slumber does not overtake Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How mighty and how powerful He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kursi is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in protecting the entire world and maintaining the entire world, Allah is ever living, Allah is self-subsistent. Everything works in according to the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, if some other time we get some occasion and some opportunity, we'll mention the tafsir of this ayat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal on this. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.